Good afternoon. Welcome to the Microsoft How-To Series, and this one will be focusing on Azure. A couple questions I always get is, yeah, I've got my free trial now, so now what? Well, in Azure free trial, there's a few things that we can cover. Today we're going to cover virtual machines, because as IT pros, this is something we always need to do. So we're going to look at our virtual machines, and I'm going to see how easy it is to create virtual machine on your Azure free trial. So I log in to my free trial and I get to the portal. Once I'm in the portal, as you can see, by default I get to my all items portion of the portal, and in there I've already kind of played a little bit around it. So I've got some storage accounts, I've got some networks that are created, and I also have a virtual machine that's already there and running. But how do we create virtual machine, and why would we want to create virtual machine? We can want to create virtual machine to test, to play with, to learn, to simulate environment. There's all these reasons why you would want to create virtual machine in a virtual network in Azure. So to create virtual machine is very straightforward. All we need to do is through the portal, we can go to New, Compute, Virtual Machine, and at that point we have two items. We can either do a quick create or from the gallery. The first one we'll do is from quick create, in where we give it a name. Remember to give a name that is unique, because this is live on the internet. We are in Azure, so PR test VM2. Image that we want to use, in this case we're going to concentrate on Windows Server machines, so let's pick a Server 2012 R2 data center. But as you can see, we have access to Essential, to 2012 data center, 2008 R2. You can even do the Microsoft Windows Server technical preview for the next version of Server if you want to play with it, if you want to learn about it, so that's great. So in our case, R2, 2012 R2, and get a machine size of an A2, which is 2 core, 3.5 gigs of RAM. In this one, you can see that we have access to basic machine from A0 to A4 and standard machine from A0 to A9, and the D series and the G series. These are all tailored to depending on what workload you want to run on those. Of course, this is Azure, so you pay for what you use. So the bigger machine, the more cores, the more memory you use, the more expensive is going to be. So in this case, we'll just do with an A2 machine. Give my username, so sysadmin, my password, retype, make sure I did it right, yes. And the region is typically you want to put it in the region that is closest to where your stakeholders are going to be accessing the service from. In our case, we are in Toronto, so let's go with East US and create virtual machine. And there you go. The machine is now provisioned, or we've told Azure to provision the machine. So Azure will go create a machine from that image, boot it, make sure that all of the items that we've selected in terms of username and so on are created, and it's going to be available to us in the very near future. While we're doing that, we're not stuck in one location. We can go and explore the rest of the interface. But let's go back to our virtual machine, and through the magic of video, we're going to speed this up a little bit, and we'll come back as soon as the machine is created. All right, so we are back, and our machine is provisioned. That took about 10 to 11 minutes to actually provision and be ready to go. So you can see that our machine is ready to go. I can look at the dashboard and see what the CPU percentage, disk read write, disk writes, network statistics, and so on. I can see what the DNS name for that machine, if we want to connect to it over the internet, what its public IP address is, what its internal IP address is, size, and everything. But now that I'm in the dashboard of that machine, at the bottom I have a little connect button that allows me to RDP into that box. So it opens the RDP protocol and asks me to connect. So we'll go another account, sysadmin, which is the account that we gave it at the beginning, and our super secret password. Log on, it's going to create a RDP session to that machine and allow us to take control of that server, just like if it was another server in our data center or a server that you're logged on locally to. Okay, I'm going to accept that this is the right machine, finishing the connection, securing the connection, secure is good, And as soon as our RDP session is up, you'll see that the server that we're connecting to is in fact a brand new Windows 2012 R2 data center server with all the bells and whistles to any other server that you have. So with that server, we are now capable of taking control of it, installing software on it, promoting it to a DC if we want to generate or test Active Directory stuff in the cloud. It's completely segregated from the rest of our network, so whatever we do on there does not affect what you do in production. Sometimes when you do things in production, it gets a little cumbersome or dangerous to do things for testing in production, and there we go, we're up. So that machine is up and running. Yes, it's detected a new network, which is our network, our virtual network in Azure. Do I want to detect other machines? I'm just going to say yes on that for now. And now we have that machine, but it's plain Jane. There's no services running on it. There's no roles or features that have been added to it. So now that our server is up and running, as you can see, it's got all the services, everything. It looks exactly like a server that we have, but we don't have any roles or features installed. But you can go into that machine and using PowerShell, for example, or using the Server Manager console, install the software that we want. So in this case, we're installing IIS on that server using PowerShell so we could start testing with that server. Now, two things. I can either log out to that machine. I can shut it down using the start button or the start screen button. Or I can just disconnect and leave it running. So right now I'm disconnected from it, but it's still running. It's still working out. In our virtual image or virtual machine console, you can see that both of these are running. If you're running a free trial like I am, one of the things you want to be careful is not to exhaust your resources, because the free trial is a limited time offer. So in this case, while they're running, we're paying for that compute, that network, and that storage. So what I can do is take that machine that we've just created, and through the portal, I can just hit shutdown. Are you sure you want to shut down this machine? Yes. It's going to shut down the machine and deallocate it, meaning it's going to release the IP address, the memory, and the resources that are now committed to that virtual machine. And once that stops, when that completes, the status will be stopped, deallocated, which means we're not paying for it anymore. So that was creating and managing a virtual machine, but we did it through the quick create. We can also create machine using the gallery. It gives us a bit more control over what we want to do with that machine. Let's go through the gallery, create a 2012 R2 machine, the same as the first one. We'll give it a name. It's VM2, actually used that one already, TSVM3. Still an A2 machine with the same sysadmin username and password. Okay, mistyped it. There we go. The cloud service, we can either pick one or let the machine create a new one based on the name of the machine that we're running. We'll just use create a new one, the machine name, where we're going to put it, or a virtual network that we've already pre-created. So if you're creating a lot of machines that you want them to communicate together, you have to make sure that they're installed in a virtual network where they're going to actually have access to one another. So that's kind of one of the issues, or not issues, but the options that you have when you go through the gallery to create your account. So we can go there. They install the VM agent. A VM agents allow you, let's say, for example, to recover the password if you forget the password. Configuration extension, Puppet Chef or custom scripts if you have any, and security extensions, so Microsoft anti-malware or others. Then click the check mark and it'll go out and start provisioning that machine. So we created virtual machines with Quick Connect. We're creating virtual machines using the gallery. We've connected to a server and actually started installing software and configuring it to fit our needs. All of that through our Azure free trial, and all of that within just a few minutes. So I invite you to go and try your own. Get your Azure Free Pass and start learning what you can do and how it can benefit your business. Have a good day.